The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day. Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play?
Well, actually, a bunch of us have said, yeah, we're going to try to not drink as much.
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that once pleasured herself with a zucchini attached to a blender. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Happy Monday, you little fuckers. I am so excited and revved up for the show tonight. I believe this is 43. Yeah. All right. So welcome to another edition of Katie's World from Rule 34 Studios. I am, of course, your host, Miss Kinky Katie. Behind the board working his magic is Mr. SC.
What up?
Do you have yourself muted?
No. Nah. I was on.
All right. And all the way from California, I am very happy to say that Miss Amber herself, at Amber's Cleavage on Twitter, has joined us all the way from California. I'm so happy to see her.
Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to see you again.
Yay! I don't get to see Miss Amber in person very often, but when I do, I try to make the best of it. We're having a pajama party tonight! So maybe you guys might see pictures of that later, maybe not. And I think we're kind of dressed like this. Some people asked me if we were going to do boob twerking, like show people how to boob twerk.
You guys can boob twerk?
I can't. Hold on a minute. Like,
I don't know. Can I? Oh, okay. She's got the pecs going.
I don't know if that's a twerk.
Yeah,
that's
I can't make them like bounce.
Let me see.
Minor.
No.
hold on a minute. Hold on. Do it again. See? Look, she's doing it.
For those of you not watching YouTube, it was nice. You missed it.
Yeah, I was fondling Miss Amber's ginormous, luscious, beautiful breast assist. Memories cover the corners of my mind. Seriously, I could have them as earmuffs and suck on her nipples at the same time. Ah, that's talent.
And I have tassels tonight.
You do. She's wearing tassels tonight. We were kind of dressed like...
I couldn't get in a swing. I tried. I gave it the good old college effort, but apparently I'm not that coordinated.
You don't have to be. Seriously. So, I don't know. What would you call this, like, little fetishy, dark... I don't know what you would call it or what our theme is for this evening.
Our theme is pasties, fishnets, corsets, and wigs.
All right. Oh, wow. That's a little lengthy, but sure, we'll go with that.
Was it lengthy or?
It's a grower, not a shower. So, you know, you just got to be patient. It'll get there. Maybe. But if you'd like to get in on us. You can call us at 941-421-0401. If you want to Skype, it's at RazRadio1. And if you want to get us on Twitter, I am at KinkyKatieRadio.
And I am at I'm at Amber's Cleavage. I was about to throw the miss in there. I'm so used to hearing it.
I call you Miss Amber because I love you.
I love you too.
I'm happy. Yeah, it's going to be a stupid show and I don't care. I'm happy.
We're having a slumber party.
That's right. We're having a slumber party and then we're going to be traipsing off in the morning to go studio hopping. Studio hopping. And then there's...
Is that like bar hopping?
No. Well, it could be. It could be for Amber. Well, yeah. I mean, they're probably going to be... Well, there's alcohol there, but...
Isn't there a full bar in there?
There is, but that's in the main studio that is under combination lock.
you know. I even feel weird when I go in there. Even when someone takes me in there.
Really?
I feel like I shouldn't be in there, and I like don't want to touch anything.
It's like being a mom and dad's room.
There's a reason they keep it so dark in there. I'm telling you.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to know. I mean, I want to take a shower in the shower, though. It's a big marble shower. It's got like 9 shower heads, and like 3 of them are pointed right at your crotch, and it's all glass, but the rest, well, you know, it's marble, but sides of glass. What? Fuck it, I don't care.
For those people who don't know what you're talking about or what studio you're talking about the...
I am talking about the BRN, which is the Bubba Radio Network, Bubba the Love Sponge's studio, where I do my show out of on Friday afternoons from noon to 2 at Radio IO. But had to do a little self plug, but whatever. But yeah, Bubba's studio is insane. It's got that stage, big
stage. It's got a stage, a full bar, shower,
the recording area,
couches,
Jiffy Pop.
Oh yeah, the couches, full kitchen,
the wheel of like dismay or like the wheel of torture. They have it.
The hidden scale.
There's so much stuff in there. I mean, there's boxes of just things. Like, you look down, there's like a dildo and a paddle. We're like, all right. And then you see like a blow dart and some like bloody underwear. It's fun. It's an awesome place to be. I can't say anything. I can say nothing but good things.
Don't they have a freezer full of Super Balls?
Probably.
The little bouncy rubber balls.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Katie doesn't ask what's in the refrigerator.
No. So usually don't ask Bubba about his balls. You know,
probably especially the hard rubber ones in the freezer.
Yeah. They could be the testicles of all the people that pissed him off in the past.
Probably.
Little frozen, little neuterons. I don't know. What the fuck? I don't care. So we have had a very busy weekend. You more so than me. You had a busier weekend in a different sort of sense.
Well, yeah, that's putting it lightly.
Well, that's why I was going to let you get into detail, because I didn't know how much you wanted me to say.
Well, this weekend we had Razzfest.
Woo!
And a lot of people showed up, and to everyone that was there, it was great meeting you, even though I probably might not remember meeting you.
Let's just say Amber was a little... What would you call it?
Enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Drunky poo.
Junky poo. It's a little junky poo. She was for schnockered.
Yeah. I was just running around being a crazy person.
Yeah, but it was fun to watch, though. She was so fucking cute. She was dressed as Chun-Li. And she had the little red, just as she had the little spikes around her wrist, the little poofs on her hair, you know? Oh, my God. It was so fucking cute. I got pictures in white go-go boots. It was adorable.
That was fun.
It was really cute.
I'm just glad that everything I thought I lost over the weekend
was recovered.
Magically appeared. Yeah.
What'd you think you lost?
Well, the first night,
ta-da! It's a rubber. No, sir.
Somehow 4 IUDs, 3 diaphragms, and a case of rubbers. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I really don't know what happened. I lost my go-go boots on the beach. Somehow. They were recovered. Woke up in somebody else's room the first night in a t-shirt I didn't recognize.
I put the t-shirt on her, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
She had no clue that we had her naked.
You know what's really fucked up is I had to do the walk of shame, but it wasn't a real walk of shame because I didn't even get laid.
No. No, you didn't.
I didn't. I was like, okay, well. And then I'm walking. And of course, it has to be. I'm like, okay, it's early. Nobody's up yet. I'm just going to sneak down the hall and go back to my room. And I'm like... I exit the room, and then all of a sudden, like, 5 other people exit their rooms, and they're like, I'm like, oh, I have no pants. Let me run on back to my room real quick.
Yeah, but it's a hotel. I mean, it was at a resort where you were staying, they were built for multiple people. You know, they were built for parties. So, I mean, whatever. I'm sure they've seen a lot worse. I mean, hell, it's in Florida, for crying out loud. I've been practically naked from a fetish party, crawling my drunk ass on the floor, or even just sitting there, just not caring, just whatever, at hotels before. And
oh, my absolute worst walk of shame, which was, again, not an actual walk of shame, was I had been at this rave all night, and I went out and fell asleep in my car. Well, the next morning, I'm like, I gotta go pee. Well, I go to go drive up to, like, the porta potty area, and everything's, like, gated off and locked. And this is downtown LA at 5 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm like, oh, shit. So I roll up to McDonald's and I'm like, hey, I'll buy a cup of coffee. Can I use the bathroom? They're like, yeah, no problem, whatever. I walk in. I'm like, mascara streaked down my face. I have glitter all over me. I have fairy wings on. I'm just like, oh, my God, these people must think I'm a crazy person.
It's California. I doubt it.
It was pretty bad.
It was either Halloween or was some party that no. It was a night that I was called. I was SC was at a friend's house in West Palm, like Jupiter West Palm area, and he calls me up. I'm at home in Deerfield. I didn't want to go with him or whatever. He asked me if I can go pick up his coworker and bring him up to the party, up to where they are.
Like an hour away.
It's like an hour away, whatever. And I didn't want to. I'd been working. It was gross. Not only, and I was mad. So not only that. Oh, no. I had to pick him up from work, his coworker up from work or somewhere. And then he goes, oh, and by the way, can you bring him up here? And then I was already pissed. Then he calls me. He's like, can you also pick up a case of Whippets? Bring up a couple of cases of Whippets? I'm like, yep. And I did it. I did it too. And the only place that you could get them at that time was this sleazy, like, video porn store. But it was mostly, it had a spank bank. I mean, it had, you know, the wank booths.
With the sticky floors.
Sticky floors. And there was
the one where you go put a quarter in and the curtain opens.
No. This is where you go to the front, you tell him what video you want. He gives you the video. You take it into a room, shut the door, play the video, and do whatever the fuck you want. It's got like lotion in there and it's got, you know, like tissues, and it's disgusting. It's fucking gross.
Oh, why can't people do that at home?
Because I don't know. Maybe they just like the excitement of being out. Who knows? Well, no, I just wouldn't want to clean it.
That's back from the day when you couldn't like get porn readily. Like you had to have like an eight, you know what I mean? You had to have equipment. You didn't want to have it at the house. You didn't want your wife to know. You couldn't just hide it in your fucking Google account. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe
you couldn't set up the 8mm and project it onto the fucking wall.
Where you're going to keep it? The attic, you know, so your wife and kids don't find it, you know?
Well, maybe it's like Sean. Maybe it was before he admitted that he liked tranny porn, you know? So they would go and get their tranny porn. Like, I like...
Is it just like a little... I don't know.
It's a little closet. No, it's a little closet and like a chair.
Oh, you just get a hard stool? Oh, you have to stand up?
No, there's a chair in there.
Oh, okay.
But
you got a chair.
Does it really matter? It's like no, there's a fleshlight in there. No.
Ooh.
It's a glory hole.
Slightly used.
It's not BYOT.
Bring your own twat?
Toy.
Oh, toy.
It's a twat. Well, I guess guys don't call them toys. What do they call them?
They do.
Masturbatory aids.
Sure, we use all those syllables. we use all those words when we're trying to describe stuff.
Oh my God, I want you to stick your penis in my vagina. Gets me so hot.
I thought those were the two...
Rub my clitoris. That's what I'm saying. People don't talk like that. People don't get all hot and heavy in bed and start saying, oh yes, I want you to massage my labia, majora.
Don't forget the menorah.
Fuck me with the menorah. It's almost... Yom Kippur. I hope I didn't offend anyone with that. I'm really not up on the holidays, so sorry.
Probably did.
Sorry. I apologize.
Sorry to our Jewish listeners.
Anywho. So, yeah, let's go.
It should be quite extensive, given your view on circumcision.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love you, Moyles. Kisses. I'm probably getting like a nasty tweet from like Billy right now.
Eh.
I'm just teasing. All right, so what the fuck? Oh, so the spank bang. So then he called me and, you know, whatever. So I go pick him up. There's these three girls in there that didn't look more than 15.
Prostitutes.
Ooh. And they were all done up looking like French whores. And I mean, no offense to French whores. No. I mean, oh God, it was terrible. Like Debbie Gibson blue from like the eyelid to the eyebrow.
Oh,
you know, bad
yeah.
Like that, like Tammy Wynette bad. Mimi, there you go, from Drew Carey's show. No one knows that shit anymore. My audience is like, huh? So,
everybody knows Drew Carey's show.
All right.
No, that's not true. What? No, you'd be surprised. You talk to young kids these days, you'd be surprised what the fuck they don't know. Shit like Drew Carey.
What's a VHS?
Seinfeld, huh?
Blu-ray?
What?
Oh, dude. My niece asked me, she's like, what's a landline?
Exactly.
Good Lord. Jesus. Then you're going to say, you're really freak them out, and you're like, rotary dial.
It's where you have to talk into a phone, and it has a cord attached to the wall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. There was one even where it had pulse. You had to wait like a rotary. You pressed a 9 crying out loud. It's like, D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d. You're like, Jesus. Or you pressed a 0 is even worse. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Why fuck? Anywho. Huh. So, fuck it. Doesn't even matter what we're talking about anymore. I don't even know why I was telling the story.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
You were describing to me Jack Shacks back in the day. They're disgusting.
You're on a Whippet run. I don't know where you're
at. Yeah, but I don't know why. I went on the Whippet run. So once I got after that, I don't know where it was going.
I don't know.
So never
mind.
Something
about blowing me, something.
Oh, God, fuck. I remember. See? Jesus Christ. That
my
took a while.
Always jog your memory. It's odd.
It really is.
Is that that's like a the secret strange. Word?
That's my trigger.
That's your trigger for most things. Cock. Oh, what was that?
But back on track. Do you need that? Jesus. So I went up there, started to do drugs. I started to like, I was popping, it was some kind of acid. I don't know, remember if it was paper. I think it was paper.
Yeah.
So, and then I really wasn't feeling it, ate some more. And then I was really feeling it. And then I got really pissed at him. I'm like, fuck it, I'm leaving. And this is right after I took one more. So it hadn't hit me. I mean, I just took it. And like, oh, lay down, sit down. And I'm like, no, y'all are fucking making fun of me. Like, I was so mad. So I left in the middle of the night.
No, you had to take what's his nuts home. That was why you left. You just took more acid before you left because you were mad at me.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I had to pee. And now this is after a party night. This wasn't that night. Because that night, you and your friend came home and jumped in the bed with me because you locked yourself out. And you couldn't. That was that night. And we had.
Was I taking stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
You were.
I have no fucking clue what
you're talking
about.
I wasn't taking acid that night because I remember that night was the night that I had it was a threesome night. So,
yeah, you were talking about your weekend this weekend. You never really got through it.
That's right. Continue, Amber.
I was back on me.
And we come full circle.
I remembered the story. Why my face looked awful.
That's
what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I was tripping my balls off, and I stopped at a 7-Eleven, and I went to go use the bathroom because I had to shit my brains out, and I had to like vomit my toes. I looked at the mirror. My eyebrows were all smudged. My freaking like my fucking pupils were as big as saucers. My mascara was like all over the place. My face was all blotchy. I had like cuts in the corners of my mouth. It was bad. And I still had like another 45 minute drive home. And I was by myself. And it was, the sun was blaring.
Oh,
and I was
man.
On like I-95. Yeah. Yeah. Let's just say I got it.
So it wasn't too bad walking out in a cute little t-shirt there. No big deal.
Fairy wings.
No, actually, it was not that bad.
See?
After that story, yeah, not mm-hmm. bad.
I mean, and you hung out with Joe that night. I mean, it could have been way worse. I mean, I guess.
Well, actually,
the wizard. He looks like.
I think Joe pretty much hung out by himself because I was passed out in his room.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, like I was telling you, Michelle and I, we wrapped you like a burrito. We got our clothes. Here's the thing,
and that costume is hard to get on and off. So
no, it really wasn't to get off, because no, it wasn't. So I don't know what you're talking about. Thing slip. I mean. So Well, okay, here's what happened. We can't find Amber. We looked everywhere for Amber. And then Joe comes back and says, oh, Amber's in our room or in my room. So Michelle and I, we decided to go check on her. We go in, we can't find her. And we're yelling her name. We're like, Amber, Amber, and nothing. And then we kind of hear a thud, like a thung against the tub. So we find the bathroom. She looks like she's standing up to pee, but I think she was just looking into the toilet at the water. I have no idea what she was doing. She had the whole Paris Hilton face going. Like she had one eye that was like really like lazy, like half closed. The other eye was really wide open. And she had the cutest little smile on her face too. Like, hee hee. Like, hi! And it was, oh my God, it was cute. She still had her little hair in the buns and the little Chung Li outfit on. And then we're like, all right, good. Are you okay? I'm fine. What the fuck? I'm fine. So we're like,
I'm always fine.
We're like, oh, thank God. So we're trying to help her into the bed, trying to get her out of the bathroom. And then she stumbled backwards and she almost fell in the tubs. We're like, oh, fuck. So we grabbed her, got her into the bedroom. And I was trying to find a shirt for her to wear, just something to put on, because I wasn't going to leave her. Well, we weren't going to leave you in Joe's bed, which is your bra and underwear on.
Well, thank you.
Because, you know.
Joe's cursing you right now, you know.
I know. And it's no offense to you, Joe, but I just didn't want to come across like a creepy friend. You know what I mean?
Well, to Joe or to Amber? Because to Joe, you came across creepy, I think. But
no, actually, I think you took really good care of me, and Joe was a perfect gentleman. He stayed on the couch and did his thing, and I woke up the next morning, and he's like, hey, did you sleep okay? And I'm like, yeah, I need to find pants.
I mean, you could have put your Chung Li dress back on.
Yeah, I was so hungover, I was not thinking about that.
Well, here's the sexy part. So don't think of Amber being drunk. Just look at her right now. Well, Michelle and I, we got her standing there, and then we unzipped the side of her dress, and then we unsnapped the little buttons across her chest, and then we both wiggled it up her body and got it over her, those big old boobies, and took it right off her head. And she was very, you did, you followed directions very well. Like, put your arms up. You're like, wee. And then we got you into bed, tucked you in, stuffed a pillow behind your back so you wouldn't fall out, and pretty much gave you a kiss on the forehead and let you go.
I know. Michelle told me, she told Joe, you just leave her alone. And if she starts puking, go in there. But if you don't hear anything, she's just fine. You leave her alone. I was like, okay.
So cute. I love them.
They're awesome. Everybody was awesome this weekend, I gotta say.
I had a great time.
Tons of cool people. Did you get to meet Wayne in Baltimore?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
He's so awesome.
I called him a tennis ball Friday night because he was
wearing his neon yellow shirt.
Yeah, this neon tennis ball green. If you guys don't know Wayne in Baltimore, you need to get to know him, and you need to follow him on Twitter too, at Wayne in Baltimore. He's funny as hell. He's awesome. I like him.
Yeah. We had a lot of people fly in. I think I came the farthest from Southern California. We had
New York.
Michelle and Frank Castle from New York. We had Steve from Colorado, Wayne from Baltimore, and quite a few locals.
Katie and SC from Tampa. What?
Well, yeah, we know you guys were there.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying.
Oh, we drove, I didn't know you need a separate shout out. Damn.
Of course, it's my fucking show. What? Come on now. This is the first time meeting?
What's funny is Michelle's just like, I love Katie, but I love Paul. Paul's so awesome.
You're turning on me now? What, so when Paul's not around, you're giving me all this good stuff? And as soon as I'm not around, now I like him better. Okay, well, that's all right. I still love you.
No, actually, Paul was mad cool. That's what Michelle said this morning. I was like, yeah, he's fucking awesome. He's a good dude.
He's a good guy. He likes to play with balls.
Yeah.
Incessantly.
Yeah. Any balls I find. Anything around.
Frozen ones?
Sure. Frozen ones. I might want a regular one later, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Yeah, I had a really awesome time. Yeah, who else was in the room that's supposed to be your room? Was it Dave? Dave's not with us tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did give a notice gave a 3-week notice. So
he's probably not going to be back.
We were going to say goodbye to him.
Yeah. Maybe he'll call next week and then we can just tell him just goodbye. He can do his little farewell. Because, you know, this is a different kind of radio show. You don't just leave and not say anything. You do have fans, too, you know.
People like you.
People like you, Dave.
Four of them. They're really good fans, though, Dave.
Well, you know he likes to be in bed by 8 o'clock, so you're on a little late for him.
I know. I know.
Anyway.
Blue plate specials end at 6.
Well,
and his blood sugar spikes afterwards. And
well, anyway, and Ledge was in that room that night too. Actually, Ferris was in the living room listening to death metal and then 311. So while that was going on, SC and I banged in the bathroom, which was nice because I was just kind of holding on to the towel rod that was right there.
Thank you for not breaking that, by the way.
Oh, no. I wasn't holding on to it that hard because I knew, you know, I was more concentrated and being skewered. It was nice. It was good. I mean, I had a great time, except he fucking pulled out. And not only did the cum just fall out of my, I think my puss just went, and well, it, but it couldn't.
Is that what
have,
happened?
Yeah. It couldn't have gone in a more perfect place. It fell right in the crotch of my jeans. I was like, thanks.
Cold, wet spot.
So, yeah, I had to sit in the cold, wet spot all the time, like until it dried. But I had to I'm like getting some toilet paper and like getting this big wad of spooge out of the crotch of my pants because they were around my ankles at the time. I'm like, ah. But don't worry, I didn't leave any DNA like around. Mm. It was all contained.
Thanks.
And we don't think either one
at
of us have
you got
Ebola.
Laid.
Well, yeah. I'm a sure thing, lady. Gotta try.
Yeah, so I hope everyone that wanted to got laid at Razzfest.
And I hope that any discrepancy has been amended.
There were discrepancies?
There was a couple people that weren't in such happy moods 100% of the time, and I just hope that all got resolved.
You know, everybody made it home with all their digits, except for Dave.
That's yet to be seen.
I mean, it wasn't really all that bad, considering like the week before you had, you know, Lexi arguing with Shiftard and all that. I mean, none of that, you know, it wasn't a problem. It went off well.
You know what's funny is all the people that we thought were going to be drama were completely drama free. And it was other people that brought their own unique drama.
I forgot to ask about that, about the Shifty and Lexi, but that's okay.
They were fine.
I don't recall them crossing paths.
Once on the Shiftard show, like she came through or something.
No. Brief. You know, we don't have to talk about it. That's it's none of my business. So,
well, the idea was it went well.
Yes,
nobody really was arguing, so yeah. It was fine.
Yeah, it went well for one person more than any other.
Yeah, it did. If you guys are a fan of Blind Lawrence, he got wrecked.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of fun.
He was ridiculous.
Didn't he ever?
Maybe.
Oh, no, he had fun.
I fucking hope so. Because that Wookiee Bush was scary. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't want to slip and cut something off if he's feminine. Yeah,
someone needs to teach. He can do everything. He can shave his bush.
Well, I bet somebody shaves like when he had his goatee and stuff. Somebody was shaving that for him. You know what I mean?
No, he does that himself.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to get next to it with a fucking buzzy thing. Cut it off.
Clippers, they have a shield on them, don't they?
Yeah, no. You can catch a nutsack easy.
I have caught it. When I used to let it just go and then I'd buzz it down because somebody likes a pelt.
Well, whatever. Then he just needs a really good friend.
I just like change. And if that involves growing a pelt, then what?
Just to let you know, it's not like 70 style or anything. It's nice.
You don't really grow that much hair for it to be 70. You can't do it.
I know. Well, I had a great time at Razzfest. And then Saturday night, after we got home at about 7:30 in the morning, Saturday morning, we slept for a little while. Then we got ready and went to the Taboo Masquerade Fetish Ball. It was awesome. It was over at the castle in Ybor City. I do have to say a big thank you to Evan Christopher with Nightside Productions. He, as always, gave us the VIP treatment, and it was beyond awesome. Beyond awesome.
And you had big golden horns.
I did. I was very horny.
You were rammy.
I was God, they looked... Sorry. They looked awesome, and you had the big curly hair. And
I should never have painted the nose on. And whatever. I wasn't happy with my makeup choice. The hair and the horns actually came out good. I was pretty proud of those, but the makeup, it was terrible. It was so awful.
Hindsight, always 20/20. You can't look back and regret things you've done, right?
You did good. You had a lot of people wanted to take pictures with you and shit.
Yeah, because they're going to go, look at this fucking jackbag over here. Jesus Christ.
Wasn't that bad.
What is she? Is she a devil? Is she a ram? Is she a reject toy? What the fuck is that?
You looked hot.
Oh, well,
dude, no one was looking at your makeup. Sorry.
You had a head?
Yeah, right?
All I saw was some horns on top of some tits. I don't know.
Well, they had one of the shows that they did was a suspension, back suspension. Oh. People don't know what back suspension is. It's when they take big hooks, pierce the skin, and they were swinging her around the crowd. Like, they just, like, fucking started to spin her and threw her. And she was, like, wee, up in the air.
What?
Oh, yeah. It was.
At least tell me she was little.
She was. She was a really little girl.
She had to be.
Little blonde girl. I think Sabina, I think that was her name.
I don't remember her name.
But
they were from Atomic Tattoo here in town.
Yes.
The piercer. Well, obviously you need a piercer to be able to start it up.
Yeah, don't just go randomly shoving, like grabbing like meat hooks or like big fishing hooks and just stab your friends or yourself. Please don't do that.
Well, and if you're going to do it and you're going to rip yourself open, please film it so I can see it. I mean, really. I'm not telling you to do it, to send it to me. I'm just saying if you're going to do it, just make sure you do. So.
What was your Twitter handle again?
He doesn't check it, so.
Don't follow me. No.
Send them to it's Katie, they'll get to him.
Yeah, okay, so at Kinky Katie Radio. Oh, God, if you want to email, it's kinkykatieradio@gmail.com.
So get a piercer so you don't have to get made fun of, because we will make fun of you.
Oh, my God, because it'll go on my website. So if you want to be an internet star.
I want to see some fucked up bloopers.
Oh, fetish bloopers, yes. They all have the nut ripping.
The funniest fetish blooper I ever saw.
Hold that thought.
Oh,
we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to hear what Amber's funniest fetish blooper is, and I've got a story about a guy and his balls.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
As the years have gone by and Halloweens have come and gone, have you noticed that people are becoming more and more pussified over the years? I am so sick of hooking up my house with scary shit and having some dumbass kid of the week complain to their parents that the house is too scary. Kid, you're fucking 12. A plastic skeleton in a tree is not scary. Go to your room! I'm also tired of the cutesy decoration everyone buys from the local card store or party supply place, like the smiling friendly ghost or the goofy but lovable Frankenstein. Stop with the doe-eye decorations. They blow and make you look like an old jerk bag with bad candy. I'm also sick of brats showing up to the doorstep dressed as some hipster vampire from some tween romance novel. And who are you supposed to be? Edward from Twilight. Yeah, sure you are. Girls still hate you. Go home. Guyliner is not a costume. Make an effort. And is it just me, or has the chocolate gotten cheaper tasting over the last 5 to 10 years? I mean, it's like two steps away from flavored fucking plastic. I am so sick of bad tasting chocolate that I'm seriously considering leaving dead babies at the doorstep of every chocolate maker in the country. And I'm not talking about cheap brand chocolate. I'm talking about name brand chocolate. Those names you know and trust and who have been supplying quality candies since the turn of the century. And speaking of these brand names, stop downgrading the chocolate bar sizes. Years ago, regular size bars were close to king size bars. Now, king size is a small regular. Regular is now small. Small is now fun size. Whatever the fuck that means. And bite size is like rabbit turd. Stop fucking with my chocolate. I know you're all scrimping on the ingredients, and I know you're all fucking with the chocolate sizes. Stop doing both. Fun size. What the fuck is fun size? Who bites into one of these things and says, holy crap, isn't this fun? If you can't hide a razor in it, it's not fun. I'm also tired of Halloween being rushed. It's like no one pays attention to it until 3 days before and 0 days after. All the while, before, during, and after, every store in the mall already has their Christmas shit out. So instead of seeing spooky decorations around your local area on Halloween, you're greeted with fucking reindeer lawn ornaments that giggle when you walk by. Santa has no place in Halloween. Tim Burton already established that. Stop rushing Halloween. Let people enjoy it and stop dumbing it down so kids won't be scared. Halloween without scares is not Halloween. It's a trip to the Hallmark store. Stop that! You fucking losers. Oh, my God. Not scary.
And now, on with the show.
Love your pretty smile, I love your needy style, I love to be able to see that you are glamorous from a mile. I love the way you look, I love the way you cook, I spend a lot of time watching your pictures on the Facebook. Cause I love to buy your flowers, I love our hot showers, I can watch you slipping for hours and hours. I love the way you dance, the way you shake that ass, but the thing I love the most is coming on your face. Suck it, bitch.
And welcome back to Katie's World. Little bits of, is that Borgor?
Borgor.
A little bit of Borgor for ya.
I love when you face that.
Yeah, oh no, he's got some good shit. I like some of his stuff. Yeah, it's SC awesome. Likes it dirty.
What?
Dirty style.
All right, so getting right back into it. Your sexual fetish mishap that you saw, a little blooper.
Oh, no, had nothing to do with me. I was just a witness.
I just saw it happen. I didn't make it happen. I didn't participate. It just happened in front of me.
I don't know.
We'll see. Behind a barricade and I was just watching the stage.
Behind a barricade? Holy fuck. Where the hell were you?
Burning Man.
No. This was at the Fetish and Fantasy Bowl in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
So we see this kid go up on stage. He couldn't have been barely 21 because you had to be at least 21 to get in. So, and he has nothing on but jeans and a t-shirt. So, you know, he's just an ogler. He's just there to see everything. He's not a participant.
Yeah.
So it was one of those shock paddles.
Oh, yeah.
The electricity.
Uh-huh. I'm very familiar.
Yeah, we have one of those.
Yeah, it's in the bedroom.
So this kid's like, they're rubbing in on it. They have him strapped to a cross with his arms out and his legs out. And they're running across his, like, shoulders and his back. And he's like, oh, yeah, I really don't feel anything. You know, turn it up harder. And they're like, okay, are you sure? So he's like, yeah, do it harder. So they're running the same current up and down his legs. And he's like, no, do it harder. So they do a little harder on his back. And you see him convulse.
Oh, fuck.
And then he's just like, okay. Do it again. So they run it down his lower back, and you see him convulse even harder, and I'm just like, this is not going to turn out good. So they run it one more time down, like, his inner thigh, and he shit himself on stage.
Oh, no.
For some of the people in the audience, I'm sure they appreciated the fecal play.
At a fetish play, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That would have been like erupting in fucking cheer right then. I mean, dude, you made him shit himself. What?
No, a lot of people there were just like, it was not good.
I don't know. You got to turn that into a positive. What are you talking about? You can't let that sit like that.
Well, you know, there is an extreme player party coming up.
No, I'm not shitting myself. Part of that.
It's in South Florida.
Yeah, I'm gonna out myself out.
You're gonna out yourself out?
Opt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, she doesn't need to out herself.
Yeah, I think I've outed myself all over the place.
And another reason why I love you. Oh, God. Well, the kind of... Now, a lot of you, well, maybe a lot of you, have heard this story before, but SC and I were at a fetish party one New Year's Eve down in South Florida. A very prominent member of society was there, and he goes there a lot, usually dressed in either a silver or gold lame thong. Not much else. He gets chained up with the wrists and ankles and has a blindfold on. Sometimes writes all over himself, spit on me, pig, slut, fucker, cocksucker, stuff like that.
He doesn't sometimes, he does it every time.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're right.
And this is an extremely prominent figure.
Well, he's, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, it's somebody who's very wealthy and whatever.
He's a judge.
Or was. or was, allegedly. We're not real sure. I don't know. Something.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
He was doing his little, like, well, what he likes to do, he likes to have rope tied around his nuts, and he likes, and then he'll run the, you know, to the outside of his underwear, you know, like hanging down, and he likes girls to grab a hold of him and take him for a walk. He was like, walk around the club or whatever, and then hand him to someone else, or just leave him there and like push him down and go, you know, whatever.
Down with CBT.
Yeah, you know me. So, Google it.
I'm like,
yeah.
I need to write that one down.
Yeah.
CBT, cock and ball torture.
Okay.
It's an easy acronym.
It really is. Anyway, well, he, at one of the fetish parties, there was a cage in the middle of the dance floor that one of the doors, well, the door to it was one of the sides of the cage. He went into the cage, took his rope, flung it over the top of the cage. There's a little girl on the other side, and she was pulling on him. So she's jerking him down, and he's banging back and forth.
Having a good old time.
Oh, having a great time. Well, he slammed against the one wall that was the door. He didn't latch it. The door flung open. He fell to the ground. And we really weren't, no one really knew what was going on, or most people weren't even paying attention. SC and I were sitting on a speaker like 3 feet from this whole scene.
Well, no, this was a big club. There had to have been at least, I don't know, 500, 1,000 people in this big club. And this is going on like right in the middle of the club. It happens. And when it happens, nobody does any, ever, like, just, it was like a weird scene out of some, but then again, I was on drugs. But it seemed like nobody even knew that it happened. Like, and the dude's nuts.
Well, he's feeling around, like he's feeling his crotch, because we're watching this and we don't know what's going on. And his underwear are ripped and in the middle of the cage. He grabs them and like feels for them, and then there's like panic. You see him run off to the bathroom. Well, you can see there's something hanging in the cage. It looked like a fucking cat toy. You see this like bulb.
Oh yeah.
And hanging from the string. So I looked at SC. I said, I think those are his fucking nuts.
No, actually, you said, did that just happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been my reaction. I'm and like, I was, no, and I did not see that.
Well, because I was drunk and I was on drugs as well.
No, so literally, I had to walk over to the cage because nobody was, everybody's just walking along, going about their, nobody paying attention at all. And it's just hanging there, dude. I'd walk up, yep, that's what that is.
And then the lights changed and like hit the floor, and you could see drops of blood going off to where he was.
In the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah, he was in the bathroom facing the wall with like a wad of paper towels, so fucking trying not to bleed out to death. SC turns to me, he goes, you go get the owner, because I know him, and he goes, and I'm going to get the bouncer. So we went, and then it was just like, choo-choo. I mean, a lot of people didn't fucking know a thing. But of course, we were telling everyone, because I was still shaking. I'm like, oh my God!
Dude, his nuts are still
hanging over there.
Oh, no.
The owner and the bouncer grabbed them and threw them
in an ice like a champagne bucket from the bar.
Thank God for small favors.
Went and retrieved him in the bathroom. He was kind of huddled in the corner with just holding paper towels to himself, not really saying anything, not really asking for help at all.
Nope.
It was, I mean, because he knew you can't have stuff like that happen at a fetish party. And, I mean, he had been in the community a long time.
I mean, people get exposed and just things get bad reputations or whatever. And then he even said it to me, too. He's like, look, this isn't the first time something bad has happened, and it's not going to be the last. Just, you don't hear about it. I was called at my work the Monday after it happened by lawyers. Asked, like, did you tell anyone about? I said, yes.
Everybody I know.
Everyone that would listen to me. I was freaking out. And he's like, well, just know, you know, don't tell. He's like, just say that everything got reattached. Everything is fine now. There's nothing wrong. I said, okay.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well, did they really get reattached? Was everything okay, or was that just...
Well, no, he's at parties.
He goes to parties.
We saw him at FetCon.
Yeah, we saw him at FetCon.
This year.
Still around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was back partying a few months later.
Yeah.
He's still wearing the same G-string.
Still has a rope coming out of the middle.
Oh, but the rope's thinner.
Yeah.
You have thinner. Got to be shitting me.
No.
I'm dead serious.
No.
He's around.
I'm sorry, if I rip my tits off hanging from a fucking hook in the middle of a club, I don't think I'd be back a few months later.
I can guarantee that there's, I think, probably about 4 listeners right now that you, their dicks just moved because you said that. Getting your tits ripped off by hanging from hooks. They're like, oh.
Well, but you got, what you have to remember is it's almost his fantasy having his shit fucked with. Like having him stepped on and things like that. To lose him is kind of like
The ultimate,
yeah.
But then he's like, oh, no.
And then it's like, oh, those two dudes retrieved him. That was like the ultimate downfall for him.
And he is. He's
homophobic. He's extremely homophobic. Oh, no, like wow.
That was probably major brain damage for him.
Dude, but it was, I don't even think he knew.
He had to know. When we got him out of the bathroom, he was thanking me in the bathroom. He goes, man, thank you. I just want to go, dude. We'll take you to the fucking hospital. I'm not taking you. They got him out the back.
I'm sorry. No females would have been retrieving those balls off that fucking rope.
I would have.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't care.
Oh, you really? Grabbed him right off, threw him in a bucket. That was it.
Don't think about him as fucking someone's nutsack. You got to think about him as, you know, oh, look, it's a kiwi or, you know, whatever.
And not only that, it wasn't like you had to stare him down or anything. Literally, just pulled him right down, threw him right in a bucket of ice and went to the hospital. That was it.
You didn't have to, like, here you go.
Again, you reunited him with his balls.
Yeah, I don't know if they got reattached. They might have, because it literally...
It was perfect.
Because I got some really good looking at it, and it... And
no, oh, apparently it wasn't just grabbing them and throw them in the bucket. You got a good look at them.
Well, yeah, I mean, because even before I did that, when I went up and looked to see if it was real, you know, because allegedly we may have been on acid. And
whatever else.
And it was like a slip knot, and it was pinched, so tight, it just cut clean. And you could see all the little fucking, like the vas deferens and everything. You could see just sticking out of the top, clean cut. I mean, it was clean. It was like somebody went, zing, zing. And it was pinched off. So they were just cupped nicely. They weren't, like, going to go anywhere, nothing.
Ah. My.
Yeah, and then we saw a guy get violently fucked with a dildo at least I think that happened.
Yeah, that happened.
After the ball slicing?
Oh, yeah, he was on the patio, face down on the dirty patio with, like, outside. Moss and cobblestone, dirt, grit. I mean, violently, like, she was trying to lay a carpet. If you've ever seen someone with a knee, like...
Yeah. And he's squealing...
Well, the whole thing is at one of the extreme parties, I fucked him. This was before I met SC. It was my very first fetish party, and it was an extreme party. So I guess it's only good. I guess it's only fitting that I brought you to your first party. Was a extreme party, but anywho, and I had my harness and my strap on. It was and there's a picture of me holding it where it says, like, "Are you ready for your assault?" And ass is in all in caps. Well, I fucked the shit out of him, like, hard. So it was the same guy, and I know it was very haphazard, and I probably hurt him because I was drunk as hell, and I'm uncoordinated as it is. It's even worse when I'm shit-faced. So, anywho.
And you normally don't have a cock.
Well.
I imagine that would be really haphazard.
I had one on Friday night. You don't remember. You don't remember me wearing it, do you?
I remember you dressed in your full head-to-toe camo gear with your tits hanging out, your little short bob.
Well, at the
I didn't notice the dildo hanging off of you.
Well, I wasn't wearing it the whole time. Actually, I put it on during Drunk and Disorderly. And, I put it on. I had a big blue dildo on it. And let's just say there were certain people that were really enjoying stroking it. And I did have one... male put his mouth on it.
Why does this not surprise me?
Oh, what, male? You're not going to get specific?
No.
What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Bullshit. All right, fine. You can call me out on it if you want to, because it was on camera. It was streaming. But, Sean?
Fucking knew it.
Well, you know, you stroked my big blue cock
and you did stick your mouth on it. And then we were kind of making fun, saying, yeah, should we put it between Amber's tits? We just suck it then, but
he didn't remember.
He's into tranny porn, so we already knew that.
Well, and you are female, so really, it's not whatever.
Big boobs, big cock, right in his face. He's like, "How can I resist?"
And I'm like 3 feet taller than him too.
And it's blue.
We love you. We're not beating on you. Come on.
He's not listening.
I know. Yeah, but people might be. Well, you know, things can get back to people. But she's talking so much shit. No. Come on. I love. Hey, if anyone knows how to get rid of fruit flies, that'd be real great to tell me. Because I have like little friggin' gnats in my place and they're annoying.
But we love.
But we love.
Yeah, no, don't you have like a racket? Didn't we buy a utensil that'll work left for that? The electrified racket. Well, you can zap them fucking things. Bop, 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 bop,
bop. Just swing it randomly through the air?
No, you aim the fucking thing at a bug. You don't just swing it around randomly. You look for one and fucking hunt it down.
That's the idea of the spider. They work really well on spiders. I love it. Burn little fuckers. I hate spiders so much. Oh my God.
I don't blame you.
All right, so, God, more about the castle, going back to that. Gosh, we had a great time. So, yeah, I was just like a little ram, whatever. We saw a really, really good, a lot of good acts. There was a Queen of the Damned. Like, she was all, like, dressed. It was fucking good. Got to beat this girl, this girl Lisa. I had met her at Fetish Divine, which, by the way, this Saturday at the Social is Fetish Divine, and I'm going to be there, and it's Guavaween, so you better fucking come. Everyone's going to be dressed. It's going to be fucking crazy.
18 and older fetish event?
Yes, 18 and older fetish event. Full bar. Drink. Yes, it's only $10, so you better be there. Be there.
Be there!
Okay, so and then I saw her there, and we were talking, and then we ended up, my friend Amelia and I, who she's very voluptuous, too. She's got a chest like yours.
Voluptuous or voluptuous?
Voluptuous.
Okay.
Whatever. She's got big tits. Jesus. Sorry, they're nice.
I heard voluptuous.
Well, all right, grammar Nazi.
Sorry.
Speech therapist.
Let's see if you can say that with a big...
I'm distracted by your shiny stars on your boobies.
Let's see if you can say that with a big maroon cock in your mouth.
Voluptuous.
Hey, you want to try the GAC tonight?
Nope.
Come on.
If she does, we won't tell you.
Anal. Anal.
Oh, Lord.
Anal.
Well, no, I die.
What?
What are you trying to do to me?
Sorry, okay, Cupid people. She's ruined.
What? We believe in you. That's why.
Oh, yeah. I know how faith. Much you believe in me.
Well, that much, apparently. That's a lot. That's a lot of belief.
That's bigger than my arm.
I know. It's bigger. It's almost as big as my arm. Yeah.
Oh, and I already have a video of you trying to fit your friggin' palm up my puss.
I was doing that, though.
Doesn't matter.
It's not that big.
When you get to your knuckles, it is.
Oh, whatever. People squeeze babies out of that thing.
Yeah, well, I haven't yet. Yeah. There's also a thing called a C-section. Hello.
Yeah, you got man mitts.
We can have, like...
They're
like,
big. Your wrists are big. Your arms are big.
We could do a home episiotomy.
Cock is big.
Is it?
Did you say a home episiotomy?
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
Are you
to fit the thing in? Sure. It's for the show. What? We got to give your viewers something. You have something to listen to.
You've got issues. Serious issues. At least you do tonight.
I'm just trying to help you succeed. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Help me succeed. Man. Yeah. Cut my pussy open to my ass to make everything fit.
We'll put it back.
Remember that whole ass to mouth thing?
Yeah, no, that
no, wait, was, hold on. It was pussy to mouth. No, it was mouth to pussy to ass, and then back to yeah, no. Never go ass to mouth. I don't care what the fuck anyone tells you.
It wasn't ass to mouth. It was mouth to pussy to ass to mouth.
These are the things that he tries to negotiate with me throughout the day. Yeah, isn't that nice? This is what I go through. Anywho.
It sounds like he's trying to make a riddle, and he's hoping to confuse you.
No.
Like a leprechaun.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Well, he is Irish, but no. No.
He's like, let me give you an episiotomy.
would you rather do A, B, or C? I gave you three options. Pick one.
Two.
But it's going to be all three.
Doesn't matter whichever you pick, because I always win.
Like Rumpelstiltskin.
God.
A lot taller.
Which one out of these three do you like the least? Or, you know, it's like,
Doesn't matter, all three.
So we're going to be in some fucking like human centipede one of these days.
No, that's what the Asian,
harem.
Yeah, the harem's for.
Yeah, apparently I'm going to have an all Asian harem.
Yeah, we have you a little are? Assistant, personal mm-hmm. assistant, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you can have one Filipino
Asians
boy.
Asians kind of scare me.
Why?
They're just, I don't know, they're strange. And they have, well, the girls are hot, but they're the guys so are just, they have little penises and.
Oh, that's when you like boy. To call them penises, peni.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Peeny.
No, you can
no,
call
no, no, when they're really
call,
small.
When they're really small, you can call them penises.
But
really.
That's what they are. They're really little. And I'm just like, ah.
Micropenises no. are the new John Holmes.
They it's, are. It's they're the a new trend. New,
it's the new giant cock.
Like I was, I think.
No, it's really not. Oh,
no, but I'm know, saying they're like more people are now talking about their micropenis. They now what was said, and it was completely wrong, but they said, that, oh, if it's 3 inches flaccid, that's considered a micropenis.
No.
No, it's 3 inches or under hard.
Yeah.
That's a micropenis.
I've seen guys that like I was like it looked like
a little mushroom head.
Three. Yeah,
itty bitty little doop.
Yeah,
and then when they get hard, it's like, where the fuck did that come from?
Exactly.
Well, that's how he is.
But I've seen guys that look like they were hung, and they're like, "Oh, I'm totally hard." And I'm like, "You look the same."
Yeah,
size.
It. You did nothing happen. It yeah. just got a little firmer.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
But there's some guys that have monster dicks that they're like that, and you're just like, oh. But then there's some in other cases where it's like, really? What are you gonna? What the fuck is that gonna do? It's like, of course you can go anal with that thing. What? You can stick it in my fucking ear, and then all of a sudden you're like, I retract that statement. Can we go back, please? That no.
Too late now.
But I gotta say, a guy that knows he has a really small penis and he tries to do like. Almost like the shocker while fucking you. It's like
while fucking you.
Yes,
like
it's
fingers
like a favor
in the cock.
Yes, because it's so small.
Trying to slide some extra fingers in there.
Yeah,
makes
to help birth. To help it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody does that. Really?
I've
oh,
had
you
it
gave
happen.
Me an idea now. I mean, I don't think I tried
no,
that.
No.
You don't have a micro penis.
Well, yeah, no.
Whatever. It's you know. And see if you had the
I
black ram's nose, you'd
ideas.
Look a lot cuter
sorry.
When you do that.
I'm going to fucking kick you.
You're doing a good cute ram all night, though.
Because the face was on and I had the horns. I couldn't help it.
I'm a cute ram.
Now if I do that, yeah, it's like, I want to be mean. I'm evil. Meh. It's like, so stupid. Yeah, I was doing that like all night. Like people, just I'm random sorry. People. I like, go, meh. I'm a mean ram, meh. And they're like, "All right, great. We take a picture. Thanks. Gotta go."
I'm sure it was adorable.
And you did have a taker for your Come Find Katie prize.
I did. I had on Facebook and on Twitter. If you mention the post and mention Kinky Katie Radio, you're gonna get a gift from me. And I did have some. Well, the first person to say it, she worked there, so I couldn't.
Give it to her, yeah.
I can give it to her.
Dahlia.
But Dahlia, if you're listening, I'm going to bring you something. I'll bring you a little prize on Saturday. Just for you. So,
yay.
But,
the Fairville Omega Stores Great American Challenge.
No, I'm not giving that away. She can try it. I'll bring it to the party.
Yeah.
People can sit on it. We'll just cover it in saran wrap.
No, you do. We'll make a little display like so you can't really see and you can just see their faces like the face cam. You know what I mean?
Or we could have like a shadow screen so it looks like someone's taking it, but they're not.
Oh, there you go.
Like Austin Powers.
Yeah. And then just, oh. Or that'll be my show. I do everything behind a shadow, and then I'll just pull that out, and they'll just see it. I'm like, wah, 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 because it, you know, just come across. And then
okay,
just
I got it. I just got to tell you.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, I have seen this on screen so many times. I've never actually held it.
Now you get to
what
touch
do you
it.
Think?
I can't even wrap my fingers around it.
Yeah,
no, like it's that big.
Wait, just put it between your boobs, just so people can see it between your boobs.
Okay,
because I'm
and
doing
I was
you
telling
guys a favor.
Cricket. I was telling Cricket, I was like, dude, you couldn't take that? It didn't look that big.
Yeah, it is.
Look at that.
It is.
All you black men out there, look at that.
I don't even know if there's any black men out there. That thing's like 13-something inches long. It's big as fuck.
I know, it's huge.
Yeah, but at least a guy with a dick
again,
that big, you could titty fuck you.
Can't wrap my fingers around it.
Yeah, she got it down to like there.
There's like an inch and a half between my fingers. And it's heavy.
It is heavy. Well, it's got to have a heavy base.
Dude, I could probably do my workout with this tomorrow morning.
Probably could. It's like a shake weight.
More, more. Keep going. Don't stop. Oh, yeah.
I'll give you cab fare.
Don't chase guests with a monster cock. Don't chase guests with a monster cock.
Oh, sorry. Beat you with a cock.
I have enough mystery bruises. I do not need more.
I'll give you a giant mushroom stamp. Then you can show it off, and the people in the office will be like, oh my God, who's that?
The Great American Challenge.
It's Sir William.
I'll let you give me one of my ass, but not anywhere like visible.
I don't know. I don't think you can actually leave a mushroom stamp with that.
If you had it hard enough,
I think she could.
Yeah. If I, you know, like a Louisville Slugger, you whap-ow. Ta-ta. Because it's pretty. Ah! It's like aliens. That's a new one that we could do. Put like little teeth on it. Arr!
That just makes it scarier.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the idea. Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. So it's, not only are you afraid when you see it, you're afraid when you see
you're
it.
You're especially afraid.
No, that's right. And you do it like POV style. That way that fear translates, you know?
Well, you got to, you show it, like, you put, like, the cam, like, right behind the head. So it's like, argh! And then, like, you just show of his face. He's like, argh, argh, argh. Somewhere? Anyway. Whatever. Oh, here's another thing. I wonder, how many times have I talked about how awesome Spunk Lube is?
I think you mentioned it once.
Well,
maybe
yeah,
twice.
You know. Well, yeah. The name of the lube is Spunk Lube Shifty. I have said that it looks and feels just like cum. In fact, I don't know, two dozen or so pictures that I have all over social media and shit, even more. And even on my website, I'm promoting this stuff, shows you what it looks like. It looks like cum. It looks and feels just like cum. It's called Spunk.
Huh? I think it even says it on the package. The lube does. That looks like cum.
So he went out of...
That's exact wording.
Yeah, it was. And he went out of his way to tell me how he wasn't cool with that. And I was like, because I brought some samples to Razzfest. And he grabbed one. And I know that his wife doesn't like cum.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I'm guessing. she looks very...
I think that was more of a his issue than her issue.
Because she's very pretty and preppy, and Shifty is not. So I just have a feeling that people wouldn't like his cum on them.
Oh.
I know. I don't want his cum on me.
Oh.
Damn.
Anyway. But yeah, so he wanted to tell me how much he wasn't comfortable with it looking and feeling like jizz.
That I think that's a homophobic response.
It is, which means he really likes dick.
Well, no, he actually thinks there's a room full of Asians like filling those packets up or something. You know what I mean? Like
they're Mexicans, they're not Asian.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they all have Ebola. So suck it. I think someone was calling him Pinball Eyes Friday night.
That wouldn't surprise me. He wasn't there Friday night.
That's right. He wasn't. That's probably why it's that they were calling him that. People are very nice. It's okay, though.
I'm not that nice.
You have a drop of wine on your boob, and it kind of looks like blood, which is kind of funny because there's a spray all over SC's shirt, too.
Yeah, well.
We're splashing tonight.
That's what happens when you play with that big fucking maroon cock too much. It sprays you with
maroon jizz.
Maroon jizz.
And that's why it's beloved by Maroon 5.
No, it's beloved for a different reason.
You will be loved. I love you, Adam Levine. I had to go there, though. Anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't fucking care. Oh, shit, we're even past time.
You are, there's nobody out
there. Who cares, though? Well, I guess we're going to get out of here. Yeah, come see me Saturday night at Fetish Divine at the social. Go to kinkykatieradio.com for all of your details and shit. Please follow me on Twitter at kinkykatieradio. I want to make sure that you get everywhere you have to go. Facebook, Kinky Katie Radio. Oh, join my page. Pretty much if you know who I am, then you know how to reach me in every fucking way, so you have no excuses. And Friday afternoon, check me out on Radio IO, Bubble One, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl. Miss Amber, do you have any final thoughts? And please pimp your shit.
Oh, I get to. It's not often I get to pimp myself. So, hey, follow me at Amber's Cleavage. I will see you guys Friday night for One Night Stand with me and yours truly, Miss Katie.
Hi.
For, yeah, again, One Night Stand on RazRayLive.com. That's it. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Immediately following Drunk and Disorderly. I don't know how many people will be joining because I think I might have lost some comrades last weekend.
You might have lost a friend.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Actually, I just think that people will be too hungover from this last week to even think about joining me for my craziness.
Don't underestimate them.
Yeah. You know, I think you got some troopers. There's definitely some troopers at this day at this network.
Definitely.
It'll be all right.
Then I'll be back again on Saturday afternoon with In Focus with Shifty.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The cum hater.
Yeah, the cum hater. If he decides to show up,
even
you know,
he hates
there's
his
always
own
that.
Cum.
Oh, my God, it's so gross.
It's everywhere.
It's not my jizz. What do I do?
Hey, but guess what? That's how you started out. You're actually part of your dad's cum. Oh, let that bounce around in your noodle for a little bit. Ew, huh? Yeah, that's right.
That's funny.
Yeah, I went there. All right, well, I think we're off like a prom dress. So, yeah, talk to you later. Have a wonderful rest of your week. See you on Friday. Kisses, Rob for a slumber party.
I like tacos and burritos.